Welcome to the All Things Hollywood show with your host, Travis Cody, where you will learn from the top entertainers and filmmakers in the world to get the real scoop on what goes on behind the scenes in Hollywood. Not just another cliche Hollywood gossip show. On each episode, you will discover the rarely revealed secrets to Hollywood from the insiders, moguls, and movie stars that actually make show business run. And now, here's your host, Travis Cody.
Welcome to another episode of the All Things Hollywood show. You know, there's been a lot of buzz lately with some very high-profile movies that have been taking a total nosedive at the office. At the box office. There you go. Not the office, the box office. And it's been interesting to see the response of the creative type. And again, I like my quote is the air bunnies. So when I'm saying creative type, I always do the air bunnies with quotes around creative type. They call themselves creative types, but as I've clearly pointed out on past episodes, most creative types are anything but creative. And this past summer certainly proves the point. Justice League recently came out and was a complete catastrophe. And there's a lot of people at Warner Brothers running around, and they're so confused, and they're shocked, and they're, we don't understand why this thing was... didn't do so well. Yet leading up to the 3 years before Justice League, if you talked to anyone who's not a air bunny, quote, creative type, you talk to the fans of movies, the people who actually go and see the films, and every single one of them, oh man, Justice League is going to be a disaster. It's going to be a disaster. Everybody knew, but the people who were working on the film. And again, it's baffling. Marvel has set up the model for how to make engaging films that honor the fans, that are decent films that also are engaging and entertaining. As Thor Ragnarok proved, the highest rated film just about so far besides Iron Man. So we're what, 13 movies, 14 movies into the slate now, and their last one was the audience rated it the best film so far. Obviously, they're doing something right. Which, by the way, Justice League got, what, a 42% approval rating, and Thor Ragnarok got 94%? I mean, it's just insane. Now, when we asked Warner Brothers why they didn't just follow the model of Marvel, now here was the model. We release a series of movies with the superheroes being introduced to the audience in their own standalone film. We had Iron Man, and we had Hulk, and then we had Thor, and then we had Captain America. And then we had another Thor movie, another Iron Man, and then another Thor, and then we had the first Avengers film. Well, by that point in time, it had been several years, and we knew who these characters were, and we loved them, and we thought they were great. And when they... critics went to Warner Brothers and said, why don't you just do that? Warner Brothers proved that works pretty well. I mean, all their films have been successful, and then Avengers was the second highest grossing film of all time. Kind of works. And the response was awesome. No, we're not going to do it the way the comic book guys do it. We're real Hollywood, and we're going to do it the Hollywood. We don't need to follow their model. Which is funny, because when Marvel came out in 2006 and announced that they were building their own movie studio, were reacquiring all of their rights, and then launching their own film studio, Hollywood nearly laughed them into extinction. They thought that was the biggest joke, that comic book guys could come along and make movies. And then when they came out and said, hey, we're doing this, we have a 10-year plan over three phases. Oh my goodness, you should have heard some of the discussions and some of the lounges where a lot of the executives hang out. They just could not believe how big of idiots they were. What do you mean you're having a 10-year plan? You can't make a 10-year plan with movies. We don't know what's going to be successful next year, and you're saying that you're going to do things in a decade? Oh, you're just going to release all of these movies and assume that they're all going to be successful and then hope that it all comes together on this big one? And then they did, and then Hollywood doesn't really say anything. And then when we go to Warner Brothers and say, hey, why don't you just follow what they're doing? Why don't you do a Superman movie and then let Ben Affleck be in his – I'm sorry, Ben Affleck. I like to say Affleck. It's probably Affleck. Why did you just let Ben be in his own Batman movie, introduce a new Batman, let us get used to a new Bruce Wayne, and then introduce Wonder Woman, and then introduce them all individually so we can get to know who they are, and then set up the rivalry between Batman and Superman over a couple of movies, and then by the time you get there and you have this big fight, it means something. No, we're not going to do that. That's stupid. Well, yeah, then we got like the worst movie in history, Batman versus Superman, where you didn't feel for anyone and all of the characters weren't anything like they are in the comic books. Disaster. Wonder Woman, fortunately, thank you, Patty Jenkins, for saving us with Wonder Woman and giving us an amazing movie. You think Warner Brothers would have learned from that, but no. Then we do Justice League, and it was a flop. And it was, why? Because we just don't care about any of the characters. Why? Because we don't know who they are. We haven't been introduced to any of them. So then trying to, we'll just give each of them a little 10-minute backstory, and that should be more than enough. No, it wasn't. And obviously, that was the case. And here's the most hilarious response about this. You know, Hollywood's response to movies tanking. It's Rotten Tomatoes' fault. Rotten Tomatoes, with their poor reviews, they're ruining our movies. They're sabotaging our films. These bloggers now have taken control, and they're destroying our movies before they're given a chance. No, do you know why Rotten Tomatoes is giving your movies a bad rating? Because they're crappy movies. Your crappy movies are ruining your films. And yet the guys making these decisions, they're stuck in this entrenched system that's completely broken. And no one's allowed to do anything to change it. You try to step out of bounds and it doesn't work. It's a disaster. You're fired and you'll never work again. So everyone plays it safe and no one takes a risk. And you know what? This happened all before. It happened 17, 18 years ago in the music industry. At its peak in the late 90s, early 2000s, the music industry made just under $17 billion in 1 year, which was quadruple what Hollywood was making. The music industry was so much bigger than Hollywood. And then along came the internet and digital downloads, and rather than trying to embrace it and figuring out a way to use the system to expand their business, they tried to sue it out of existence, and they refused to accept it. They refused to adopt it. And now in 2016, less than 15 years later, they barely made $5 billion. $17 billion to $5 billion. And now Hollywood's doing the same thing. They're refusing to accept that the film industry and the way we watch films is changing. Hollywood, I like to call the film business the accidental industry, because it's a freaking accident that most of this stuff even gets made. And I've talked about this before. You get into a room full of 100 producers and you say, hey, what's the definition of a producer? And no one knows. Everyone will tell you a completely different definition of what a producer does. So you have executive producer, co-producer, associate producer, co-executive producer. What do all those guys do? No one knows. Yet you get into any other business, and remember, Hollywood is a show business. You get into any other business, what does a CFO do? Bam! Here's an exact definition of what a CFO. What does a COO do? Bang! Here's the exact definition of what a CEO does. And that is the same regardless of what business they are in. Not so with the producer. Producer is completely different definition on every single movie. It's completely accidental. They're stuck in a way of doing things because, and we're hearing it right now, that's just the way it's always been done. Well, yes, but the movie industry reached its peak in the 50s. Why are we still doing things the way they were doing back in the 50s? It's idiotic. Hopefully, with the massive changes that are taking place right now because of all the sexual assault things, guess what? How come no one came forward to talk about what Harvey Weinstein was doing? Well, we all knew. Behind closed doors, everyone knew. But that's just the way things get done in this town. Oh, Kevin Spacey did all these things. I worked on set. I saw Kevin Spacey do stuff. We all knew what he did. Why didn't anyone say anything? Because that's just the way things have always been in Hollywood. They're behind the scenes. They're quiet. You just deal with it because it's Kevin Spacey. I'm a production assistant. I see Kevin Spacey do something inappropriate. I go in and tell on him. And they come up and be like, so whose word are we supposed to take? Academy Award winning actor or the nobody production assistant? Yeah, that's not going to be very far. Okay, we call in Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey, he saw you do this. No, Kevin Spacey says, that guy is lying. You just insulted Kevin Spacey. Guess what? You're fired. And now not only have you lost your job, you've got your name is out there as someone who causes trouble on set, and you'll never work again. But that's just the way it's always been done. Wow. Apparently I've got a, somebody decides that, I think Kevin Spacey is at my door, coming to let me know that, you know, all of these accusations are not true. Anyway, I am Travis Cody. Would love to see your comments on Hollywood's lack of responsibility for the crappy movies. What do you think? I'll see you next episode. Hey, it's Travis Cody. I want to thank you for listening to the All Things Hollywood show, and I want to make sure you're plugged into everything we're doing on a daily basis. Go to allthingshollywoodshow.com and join the email list so you can get notifications when new episodes come out, plus get links to the transcripts of every show we've done in the past. You can also grab a free copy of my best-selling book, Celebrity Rules, which shares even more details on the world of Hollywood and celebrities and what you can do to prepare for the day you meet one. And finally, if you enjoyed the show, I'd appreciate if you will leave a review on iTunes. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.